Well, this day last week, COVID-19 apparently didn't feature on the Cabinet agenda, but it's a very different story today, with a series of decisions and recommendations by government ministers around travel, hotel quarantining and mask wearing for children. The government has also agreed the long-awaited MICA redress scheme. Grants for those affected are expected to be capped at €420,000. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane has more on all of this and joins us from Leinster House. Micheál, quite a bit to get through as a result of that cabinet meeting, which I think has just broken up in the last while. First of all, the MICA redress scheme for those affected by this defective building material, and what's going to happen in relation to redress for their homes.
Yes, it looks like that scheme is going to have a cap of €420,000 per property, so 100% up to that point. But one of the big points of contention really for some weeks now has been how much would be offered for repair and rebuilding per square foot of each property. The initial proposal had been €138 per square foot. It now looks like there has been an increase on this, and these discussions were happening still at some point this morning before Cabinet got underway. So it looks like that will rise to €145, but that is for the first 1,000 feet of each property, and after that it will be on a sliding scale downwards. So the question is, does that satisfy what campaigners have been calling for? Does it go far enough? They had made a call for 150 per square foot across the board. So that is likely to be one of the key points that will be focused on by those groups.
Right. And more details from Minister Dara O'Brien, I think, perhaps even while we're on air between now and 20 to 2. But in relation to COVID, as I said, a series of decisions and recommendations. First of all, in relation to travel, Micheál.
Yes, there is a key change, and that will kick in from Friday next. So people arriving here anywhere from overseas will require a clear COVID test, and an antigen test is acceptable as long as it is a certified one and as long as it had been taken a maximum of 48 hours before that. If it is a PCR test, well then that can be up to 72 hours. As I understand it, discussions already taking place now between the Department of Transport and airlines and ferry companies to ensure that checks are carried out before people board those ferries or those flights into Ireland from Friday. Likely to be spot checks at airports and ferries and ferry ports here as well, but the main focus of the checks on the other side.
So ministers moving quickly on this, and also in relation to the reintroduction of mandatory hotel quarantine. Legislation promised now before the end of the week.
Yes, that legislation I think is going to make its way onto the floor of the Dáil on Thursday morning. So it will be completed fairly quickly going through the Dáil and Shannon perhaps by the end of the week. As of now, it seems that is an option. It's something that's going to be held in reserve by the government if it's needed. That's what Transport Minister Eamon Ryan was saying as he made his way into Cabinet. We do know that a home quarantine system from those designated 7 Southern African countries, that's there at the moment of 10 days with people having to take a PCR test on the 2nd and 8th day. But the option for mandatory hotel quarantine to be introduced should be there for government by the end of the week.
Now, that doesn't mean, of course, that hotel quarantine will be reintroduced by the end of the week. It'll presumably take some time to get it back up and running if that's the eventual decision.
Yes, it will take some time. I do understand that some background work is already being done on that. So when the legislation is completed, its journey through the Oireachtas, it may not take too long if the government move in that direction. It seems for the moment, though, a home quarantine option is going to be pursued.
All right. And just in relation to the requirement for a test, an antigen test or PCR test, and you mentioned the different rules that will apply to that, that will apply, will it, to travel from Britain into Ireland? It will apply in the open travel zone.
Yeah, unlike the flow of people going in the other direction, people coming from Great Britain coming into Ireland will require that, so that there is no distinction made there for the common travel area, just as was the case in the past when there was similar requirements in place.
Micheál Lehane, political correspondent, thank you for that. Well,